Welcome back to Sweet But Salty, the bliss point of podcasts. That's about as much as I have prepared for this episode and the title, which is Color Explosion. And it actually stems from an Insta story I posted yesterday because my outfit yesterday was really, really colorful for, well, the colors fit together, of course, but there were different tones of red and pink involved, which kind of made the whole outfit really cool and funky. But it's very unusual for me to wear something that isn't black or that doesn't entail at least one piece in black. Well, my bag was black or is black, so it's not completely true, but the outfit itself was very colorful. And so I posted it in my Insta story and I titled it Color Explosion. And honestly, it's really simple what I want to say with it, because sometimes it's very important to express yourself in a loud and obvious way. Sometimes you just need more color in your life, in one way or another, whether it's in your surroundings or the things you wear, or color in a more abstract way in terms of different cultures that you surround yourself with, different people you meet with different personality traits. All of that adds color to our gray everyday life. And life is more than just black and white. There are so many beautiful colors to be explored. And this episode is supposed to encourage us to be more explorative and open-minded and brave to embrace colors, to embrace different aspects in our lives, and to risk something. And I think what Color Explosion also stands for is obviously the explosive part, because an explosion is never controlled. An explosion is always spontaneous and it happens in the way it happens. You cannot really influence it. And I personally feel like I need more of that in my life. I need more freedom and more ways to explore, more things that are spontaneous and unplanned and uncontrolled and just things that happen because I feel like it. And I love art because art is the perfect form to do that in a safe space, because creativity is boundless. There are so many ways you can express yourself and there's literally no cap. There's no limit to what's possible and what isn't. And I love art because it just enables us to be so creative and to express ourselves and to explode, to like really create something worthwhile while sharing our emotions in a different way than we normally do in conversations or, yeah, in our diaries. I don't know. So that's definitely my take on Color Explosion. And I started coloring mandalas a while ago. And it's such a meditative and relaxing thing to do. And sometimes I draw them myself, but mostly I just get coloring books and I color them in, and it's so meditative and wonderful. And what I love about mandalas is really they're so symmetrical. And the symmetry is weirdly satisfying. And if you color it in, it just makes sense. And it's a color explosion, but it's a very controlled color explosion. So that's definitely a recommendation of mine. Start drawing, definitely. And make sure to incorporate colors, because even if it's just one color, like one highlight color, can be really cool as well. But just start experimenting artistically and in life, and you will get amazing results, I promise you. On another note, you should never believe that the experiences that you make are in vain, because every single experience and every single choice that you make is going to bring you closer to your end goal, because you are going to learn something along the way. Life is a learning curve itself, and you should never expect perfection from yourself. And even if you disagree with people or sometimes maybe choose the wrong thing to say or choose not to say something, even you think something different. That's all a learning experience, and you shouldn't be too hard on yourself. And I'm also talking to myself here, because I also experience new things every single day, and I'm not perfect. And sometimes I really get in this loop of constant overthinking when one little mistake really causes me to overthink everything, and it's not the way it's supposed to be, really. You shouldn't doubt yourself all the time. I mean, a little doubt here and there is totally normal, but ending up in a downward spiral because of minor things is definitely not the way to go, and that's something I'm working on. But I always think that self-reflection and realizing things in the first place is the very first and most important step to getting better and to changing a certain behavior or feeling. And yeah, to end this episode, definitely, definitely make sure to bring more color and colors into your life. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. I really hope you enjoyed it. If you liked it, please make sure to rate my podcast on Apple Podcasts. That would be wonderful. And I don't even know if you can still rate episodes. If so, feel free to do that. If not, I'm gonna check that out until next week. But thank you so much again for listening, and stay tuned. Bye.